Hearings for two U.S. Navy SEALs accused of abusing Iraqi prisoners began today in San Diego. The SEALs are an elite unit known for using stealth and speed to strike specific targets without being detected. In this case, the SEALs were involved in the capture of Iraqi insurgents. One of those prisoners later died. NPR's John McChesney is covering today's hearing and joins us now to fill us in. John, set the scene for us. This isn't a trial, but instead a hearing to decide whether the Navy will proceed with a court-martial against these two SEAL lieutenants. So how is the Navy handling this?
Well, in military parlance, this is called an Article 32 hearing to determine whether or not the accused in these cases will be given non-judicial punishment or will proceed, as you said, on to a court-martial. The situation here is interesting in the sense that there's a lot of classified material. These Navy SEALs were working in Iraq with the CIA on a special task force capturing high-value prisoners, as they call them. And so much of the testimony and all of the names of both the accused and the witnesses are redacted. That is, the accused in this case is identified only as Lieutenant L, and all the witnesses have numbers. Witness number 30, witness number 9.
Today's hearing focused on allegations against Lieutenant L, who was involved in a very high-profile case involving a prisoner who was beaten at Abu Ghraib and who later died. Can you tell us a little bit more about this case?
This is a case involving Manadel al-Jamadi. Jamadi was taken to Abu Ghraib by the SEALs after he was captured. When the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal broke out, a photograph of Jamadi's body appeared where he was iced down, wrapped in plastic, and put in a shower cell. And there is a connection, obviously, between the SEALs bringing him in and possibly his death, but it's not clear that Lieutenant Al had anything to do with his death. He is charged with punching him in the torso. Now, the autopsy report said that Jamadi died of a blunt force strike to the torso. So it's conceivable there's a connection there, but Lieutenant Al has not been charged with homicide or with the death of al-Jamadi.
Now, we know these hearings have been delayed for weeks because of concern about classified material getting into the wrong hands. The Navy has even questioned whether the two civilian lawyers who are representing the two SEAL lieutenants can see those classified documents. It seems like this would be a real problem for the defense attorneys if they can't see some of the evidence that's being used against their clients.
Well, the first problem they face is that the principal civilian defense attorney for Lieutenant L is not present at this hearing. He was called for jury duty. The defense asked for a continuance, and that was refused today. So they're proceeding under something of an objection. Constantly, there was no cross-examination by defense of the witnesses today because the associate JAG lawyer, that is the military-appointed lawyer, said he wasn't able to stand in for Mr. Spinner. And then the defense faces 1,300 pages of highly redacted documents, so it's a little bit difficult for them to erect a defense based on these very highly censored documents.
And, John, could you just quickly tell us what happens next?
Well, this proceeding is supposed to end today, but since they got such a late start because of the defense counsel's absence, it's quite conceivable it'll run into tomorrow. Then this goes to the commander of the Naval Special Warfare Operations Command here, and he will decide whether or not in this particular case proceeds to trial. Then on Thursday, there's another hearing involving another Lieutenant SEAL.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's John McChesney speaking to us from the Navy hearings in San Diego.